Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joe House writes for The Ringer. He's a gambling expert. He's a sports expert. He is a man of many, many means, and not a bad golfer either. He is on with us courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Joe House, at House from DC on X on Twitter. I saw that you retweeted, or you tweeted out a picture of Steph Curry with a beautiful golf swing and wrote Steph Curry tomorrow. That was ugly last night. By the way, that golf swing he's got does not resemble yours or mine. That's for sure.
Kevin, thank you very much for suggesting that I'm not a bad golfer. You and I might have a different, you know, experience with that. But, yeah, that was at the beginning of the fourth quarter in that Sacramento Golden State game last night. And there was just nothing about that Golden State performance that looked like they were going to survive that game.
They struggled so much to score. It was a miracle that they were down four at the half. I actually took Sacramento on the second half. I watching it, I felt like it was way too hard for Golden State to score, way too easy for Sacramento to score. I didn't intend, actually, Joe, to start with the NBA. We will get to Joe's thoughts on what Washington should do in the draft next week. But just on Golden State, is that it? Is that the end?
I think so, yes. I don't see a pathway for them to improve. The only guys they have under contract that are really worth keeping are Draymond and Steph. They have to figure out a way to work Kuminga in, but they have a talent problem, which is to say they don't have enough talent, which a kind of a crazy observation to make with Steph Curry on the team, but we got a max Steph Curry effort this entire season, and it came at a price. He was exhausted the last 2 weeks, and he was exhausted in that game against Sacramento, and that's not a sustainable path, especially as the Western Conference has gotten so much more competitive. So I think Golden State, one of the things I did with some of my friends, I said, which team's futures would you prefer to have over the next 5 years? Washington, Detroit, or Golden State?
Next 5 years? I mean, Steph looked old. You said tired. Steph looked tired. Chris Paul looked just flat out old. And Klay Thompson looked shot, as in done.
I agree. I mean, you know, what is the pathway for Clay. Re-sign with Golden State so that this core can go out, you know, sort of together at some bargain basement price. Chris Paul's got a non-guaranteed $30 million contract. I assume they're going to try and turn that into an asset. Obviously, the future question was kind of a joke, but both Washington and Detroit have a legit shot at Cooper Flagg in next year's draft, and he is the next transcendent player on the horizon. So those are franchises I think have a leg up on Golden State in terms of ability to get better quicker.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg next year, and then one of the Boozer sons in 2026. So hopefully a couple of swings at, you know, that transcendent player, which the organization hasn't had in a long time. We'll have plenty of time to talk about number two in June's draft, but I do want to talk about number two in next week's draft. But before that, Joe, and most of the people listening, I'm assuming if you were watching anything last night, you were watching the Caps. I was watching both. But Zion Williamson's performance last night against the Lakers, it was unbelievable. And then he leaves with 3 minutes to go. It looks like hamstring tightness. Guy just cannot stay healthy. But I thought they were on the verge of winning that game. They'd come from 18 down, as you know. I'm sure you watched it to win it. Is he going to play Friday night? What do you know about that injury? And I thought he needed to get back out on the floor unless he was missing an actual limb.
So we must have been living in the same text threads, because this was exactly the idea that was going around the circles. Where is Zion? And it is by far his best season as a professional. By far the most games played in a season. And that game last night was a reminder of what kind of a talent he is. Like, the Lakers are no joke defensively, and they pose a real challenge to the Pelicans. They beat them five straight times in New Orleans going into last night, and Zion almost single-handedly dragged the Pelicans across the goal line. It was that injury that changed the game, and you know, the report said that he walked out of the stadium last night without a limp, but we haven't heard any updates today. I assume they're taking every single measure possible to get that hamstring into some kind of shape, including, you know, maybe a trip abroad to find some foreign substances to bring to the table. I mean, you got to have the guy Friday if you're hoping to make the playoff.
Yeah, he was legitimately uncheckable there in the fourth quarter. I mean, he is so strong, Joe. You can't stay in front of him, and then you can't stop him from finishing around the rim. And you would think for a guy that, you know, you'd just leave alone. We'll play underneath every screen. We will sit back. We'll sit back in zone. We'll make him shoot. It doesn't matter. Any defense you throw at him, he can get to the rim.
And more impressively, for at least to me, it was against Anthony Davis, a first-team all-defense guy, a guy that's going to make second-team all-NBA. I mean, that's the thing that really catches your eye, catches your attention, reminds you of what kind of talent Zion is.
I hope he is available to play Sacramento on Friday night. That would be a good game. We'll talk NBA playoffs maybe in a bit, but let's get to football and the draft. So I don't think we've talked about this. Tell me who you want them to draft at number two.
I have been going back and forth, and I will say, whoever they select, I'll be happy with, as long as it's not J.J. McCarthy. That's the only guy that I you know, based on all of what we've seen and all of the sort of analysis that's going into this, I don't want J.J. McCarthy. But if it's Jaden Daniels or Drake May, I'll be happy. My preference at the moment is Drake May. And the reason for that is there's a handful of reasons. First of all, he's comfortable with the air raid offense. Cliff Kingsbury is going to implement air raid. My guy Drake played in that before. Secondly, he, you know, if you believe these metrics, these invented metrics that have come up for this scouting and evaluation and as you know from doing the show daily, this scouting thing is art. It's not science. But if you believe the invented metric that describes how quickly guys make decisions and get rid of the ball and make the right decision, Drake scores a little bit higher than Jaden. But the real clincher for me is I can't unsee RG3, right? We're old enough to have lived through the entire RG3 experience. And what a talent and what an athlete, and couldn't really play in the NFL because he wasn't physically able to do so. And that's really the concern for me with Jaden Daniels. Some of the hits that Jaden Daniels took last year at the college level were concerning. Those are catastrophic hits in the NFL, potentially, right? And I'm rooting for nothing but the best for Jaden Daniels. And if he's the quarterback of Washington, I'll be happy with it. But it doesn't seem like Drake May takes those kinds of hits. And so that's why my preference is in the direction of Drake May.
Yeah, I think the RG3 conversation is an interesting one. You know, their body types, I guess, are somewhat similar. They're Heisman Trophy winners. They're Heisman Trophy winners in part because they were incredible dual threat quarterbacks, you know, at Baylor and LSU, respectively. I just see a guy in Daniels that has just much better processing, reading defenses, you know, a true pocket passer at times, and as a runner, a guy that doesn't have straight line vision but has good peripheral vision. Griffin never saw where it was coming from because he wasn't that type of athlete. I think Jaden is, but I'm also a big fan of Daniels, and maybe am seeing, you know, a little bit about what I want to see. But I just, the RG3, you're not the only one. There's so many people out there that have comped him to RG3, and I see a different quarterback. I actually see a quarterback that is going to succeed in the pocket right from day one. And Mike and Kyle knew and told Bruce and Dan, this guy's going to have to play football differently. We're going to have to invent something here at the NFL level, you know, with the pistol formation and running read option to have any sort of success, because he's just so unpolished and not advanced as a passer. I think Daniels is there as a passer.
I like that observation, and I don't have any quibble with that whatsoever. I mean, you do recall accurately that RG3 was not accurate from the pocket. I'm just sort of commenting on, you know, part of the skill set is that ability to get out of platform, to get going, you know, to the sidelines, yeah, and get going in a way that keeps defenses off balance. And I'm worried about, you know, his fortitude ultimately.
So is your preference for May more about your concerns with Daniels, or what is it about May that you really like?
I think that the comps that are out there that he could become Justin Herbert, you know, have kind of a ring of truthiness to them. And again, we're splitting hairs. Like, you know, yeah, you're asking for like a preference. The one thing I will say, as a dabbler in the gambling arts, which I know you are, the odds right now are completely out of whack. The odds are -300 for Jaden Daniels to go in the two spot, and Drake May is +220. The implied probability of Jaden Daniels is 75%. That's crazy. So, you know, as a value
why do you think
play,
that's crazy? You think they're not sure yet?
Yes, that is what I think. I think they're not sure yet. That level of certainty, it doesn't match up with what I think is the reality on the ground.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, if you're a believer that they're not sure yet, you can get some good numbers and good prices on May and McCarthy if you're interested, and maybe even Penix Jr., but not at number two overall. That would be a trade back. So we're talking to Joe House from The Ringer. Joe's a D.C. guy, is a big fan of all of the teams. I'm with you on McCarthy. It's not that I don't like him. It's that I just didn't see – a first-round pick when I watched Michigan quarterbacking their team. What don't you like about McCarthy, or why would you be upset if they took McCarthy at two?
Just that very proposition, just what you observed there. He's fine, but he's not the number two overall pick. You're not getting any value at number two for that. If you trade number two and get a whole bunch of picks out of it and move back and take him in the second round, that's fine. I don't have any quibble with that, but I got to see that guy a ton. We all got to see that guy a ton because Michigan was featured
every
so
week.
Often. Right. So I didn't see anything that suggested to me that he is a franchise-altering quarterback. I think he's perfectly fine. Big guy, strong guy, capable, good decision maker, but not you know, somebody that you could say, here's a top 10 quarterback over the next 10 years.
Yeah, I feel the same way, but there are a lot of cut-ups out there because everybody's doing them. And there are a couple when I've watched McCarthy, I'm like, oh, I see it. Like, I see his arm strength. You know, Cooley did a film breakdown for me on Daniels and McCarthy. He's going to do one on May and Penix Jr. as well. And he's like, God, this McCarthy, he can really throw the football. He's got a gun. He can make every throw, and he, you know, has good feel, and he's good in the pocket. He's good outside the pocket. But we just didn't have to see him carry a team at any point. Like Daniels, you know, the irony of Daniels, May, and Caleb Williams, Joe, is that all three of them played on three of the worst defensive teams in America. And so every week they had to carry their team. So we got to see, you know, it's all on the quarterback, it's all on the offense with those three, and we never saw that with McCarthy.
Totally agree. And that turned out to be very good comps for trying to, you know, choose between ultimately May and Daniels, because there's never been any reason, from my perspective, to move off of Caleb as number one. And I've given up hope that there is some pathway for Washington to come up with a package attractive enough to Chicago to get to Caleb. Should I give up hope? I have given up hope. Should I give up hope?
On what, Caleb? Yeah. I
yeah.
think so. I think that's yeah. that's a done deal. What is he, minus 8,000 to go number one?
Probably. I haven't even looked. That's how much of a lock he is to go to Chicago. So
I don't know if you followed this last night. You know, we had hockey going on, we had the NBA playoffs going on, but Washington in these final 2 days of these top 30 visits have brought in just a lot of players, including Daniels, McCarthy, May, and Penix Jr. They went to Top Golf last night, reportedly. They had dinner together. Their meetings were yesterday and today. It's an unusual way to do it. Apparently, except for in San Francisco, where Adam Peters comes from. But I just did, you know, two segments of calls asking callers, does it suggest anything to you that 8 days before the draft, they've got all these guys, all four of these quarterbacks in for their top 30 visits. They're putting them together. They're meeting with them separately. Now, there was some guy that follows everybody that comes, you know, stars and athletes that land at Dulles, and he said Quinn was there to pick up Daniels, but nobody else got a ride from anybody in the organization. But in all seriousness, I actually think that is serious. Does it indicate anything to you? Like, they're not sure. They don't know, or maybe with Penix Jr. there, they're getting some crazy offers to move back. Does that say anything to you, the way that they're doing it here at the end?
Kevin, what it indicates to me is, for the first time in 25 years, we have an adult organization, adult decision makers, and folks who understand how to process this current version of the NFL in the most shrewd way possible. It cost them absolutely nothing to get this very inexpensive scouting mission and scouting reports up close and personal in real life, scouting reports on all of those guys all at once. And those all go in the file because they're going to be playing against several of those guys in the upcoming 2 years, 5 years, possibly, 8 to 10 years. So it's very possible to me that the team has a very strong preference at this point in terms of quarterback, but why not have everybody come in all at once and see what they look like and how they think and how they talk? It's free scouting. It costs the team nothing. And all those guys are willing to come? Yes, it's brilliant. I love it. This Adam Pearce experience so far, A++, Kevin.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, so we're now, basically 4 months, 3.5 months into Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Josh Harris's first true, season as the owner of the football team, because, when he took over, it was late summer, he couldn't really do anything. So it sounds to me like you feel really good about everything right now.
Well, the number one reason why I feel really good right now is because I have no idea who the team's going to take at number two.
Yeah.
The way that they played it. Now, I expressed to you a little bit of consternation around the coaching decision because the perception was that the team got somebody that wasn't their top choice. Now, I know that there are facts out there, and that you yourself were tracking this on this very show, that Dan Quinn was always considered highly and was always, at the top of the rankings for the team, and that the team didn't settle. But the perception is that the team settled. So I was a little concerned about that. But that's not, the end of the road. We're at the very beginning of this experience, and the way that I've seen the team proceed in terms of this process in trying to come up with the talent, what they did with free agency, all of that good value kind of second tier block building, position building kind of talent. I thought it was an A+ at the free agency market, and I really like the way they're conducting their business in this draft run-up.
Yeah, Joe, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think I asked everybody that was and felt like you did, at the time that Dan Quinn was hired, do you feel any differently now when you look at the coaches that they were able to attract for their staff? You look at some of the players in free agency, specifically guys like Wagner and, Armstrong and Luvu and Biotish, et cetera. Do you feel any different that maybe they got it right? They got the guy that had credibility around the league, and it really helped him, bring a lot of good people, at least on paper, into the organization. So it sounds to me like what you were just saying is that you've seen something there that makes you a little bit, feel a little bit differently about Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, all of that experience post-hiring has been good. It's just that missed opportunity at the very outset of this decision-making regime's introduction to the team, the fan base, the first big public decision left the perception that, they didn't get what they wanted. But everything that's followed in terms of exactly what you just described, all of the assistant coaches, the talent that they've been able to pluck from around the league, and Dan's own very high standing with Dallas. We got Dallas coaches and Dallas players that I think are going to make meaningful contributions to this Washington franchise this upcoming season.
Joe House from The Ringer joining us. All right, I do want to switch back because we won't have a chance to talk before the NBA playoffs begin on Saturday. I think the West is as exciting going into a postseason as we've seen in years. Let's start in the East. If I told you that somebody really pushed Boston to like a seventh and deciding game, who did it? If you fast forward to the end of this thing.
Potentially, right here in this very first round, the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Sixers, because we have the Sixers and the Heat playing tonight, so we'll find out who the seventh seed will be. But I think that whichever team loses between the Sixers and the Heat will handle either the Hawks or the Bulls. That's not going to be much of a contest. But if it turns out that Philly beats Miami tonight, and then the Heat take care of business on Friday, then Heat Celtics in round one is an all-timer. Now, my good pal, the sports guy Bill Simmons, has been poo-pooing this version of Miami because this version of Miami hasn't been able to score. They don't really have three-point shooting threat. But I keep reminding him this is almost identical to the version of Miami that arrived in the playoffs this time last year and immediately took out the Bucks in five games. Now, Giannis was hurt, yes, but the big turnaround for Miami was all of a sudden the whole team all at once became a very proficient three-point shooting team. So I think there's a legit possibility that Philly would be a test also just because of Joel, but I don't think that Joel is going to be able to make it all the way through even one playoff series. I mean, he came out of the Friday night game twice with different kind of leg discomfort. I'm not sure why it is that Philly brought him back this season in the first place, but the answer to your question to me is the Heat.
Who's got the most pressure on them in the West to get to the NBA Finals?
Oh, wow. I don't know if there is... Go ahead.
Probably I was going to say, I think there are a couple of teams that... I think that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, they better get something done here, and it's going to be a very difficult first-round matchup against Dallas, who played so well down the stretch. And I think there's a lot of pressure on Kevin Durant.
Yeah. So those are the answers. It's the Suns and the Clippers, for sure, that have the most pressure. I think that this Clippers-Dallas first-round matchup could be an all-timer because you mentioned that the stretch that Dallas has been on post-trade deadline, their acquisitions of Daniel Gafford, Washington's own,
right.
And P.J. Washington, they've been able to really turn those into a defensive identity for that team that it didn't possess before the trade deadline. But you're right. The Suns have gone all in with this Durant, Beal, Booker threesome. And
Beal's playing well, too, Joe. He's been playing well.
It's the most minutes he's played in 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know about 10, but yes.
No, I'm telling you. You can look it up. Look at the minutes
really?
That he played this season. You have to go all the way back to 2014.
So, who comes out of the West?
Denver. If they're healthy, Denver.
Yeah. The Lakers are in, and they're going to play Denver. I don't give them much of a chance in that series. Do you?
If Jamal Murray's healthy and they had him on minutes restrictions, then the answer is no. It's a very good matchup for the Lakers until there's 3 minutes left in the game. Because they don't have an answer for the Joker. The Joker, he's the difference. He's the MVP of the league. He's the best player in the world. And when we're in those clutch minutes, he's the difference, and the Lakers don't have an answer. It doesn't make the Lakers unique in that respect. No team has an answer for that, but it's just a tough matchup for the Lakers. I think it'll be competitive, but at the end of the day, Denver with the Joker gets it done.
All right, one last one. Of the two young teams, or the two new teams at the top in the Western Conference, OKC and Minnesota, don't tell me who goes further because matchups mean everything. Which is the better team?
I think it's Minnesota. And the reason is the combination of veteran presence to go along with the youth. Oklahoma City made a curious decision at the trade deadline, in my humble opinion. Their only addition in terms of any kind of veteran presence was Gordon Hayward, who isn't exactly established himself as a leader of men. But perfectly fine guy, but I don't know about him, instilling a veteran sense, a veteran presence, a guy that he can show up with rings on his fingers. And Oklahoma City still needs size. And they didn't do anything about that at the trade deadline. I like the way that Minnesota can play. They're inside and outside. They have size at every position, and they physically can match up with Denver.
Thanks for doing this. Always appreciate it. Hope you're well. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Joe.
Hopefully on the golf course. I can't wait.
Yeah, let's do it soon, for sure.
Thank you.
Joe House, everybody, at House from D.C. He does a great job with The Ringer, with Bill Simmons, all those guys there. You can follow him at House from D.C. on X on Twitter. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980, theteam980.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.